So you heard all about the Burr strategy and you think it's all kit and caboodles, right? You think you're going to make money out of thin air and you're going to get all your money back. That's not 100% right. Welcome to the REI Society podcast. So glad you're here. I'm very, very grateful that you are all listening. As you know, we are doing more solo independent episodes, and it's all more about education and experience so that you can learn real estate just by devouring a daily or every other day podcast and get more and more education behind you. So I'm going to start off with the Burr strategy for those of you that are new getting involved into the podcast and starting to make this part of your world by coming into my world. Here is what the Burr strategy is. You're going to buy a property. You're going to utilize financing with a hard money lender. And supposedly, sometimes you can get 100% finance with private capital or friends or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Most hard money lenders require 10% down and they're only going to finance you 90%. But then after you buy it and you go to the closing table, you're going to renovate the property. Get your construction crews in there and you're gonna tenant proof the home, making it look beautiful and market it ready for a renter. So obviously the next step is renting out the property, right? Get a good qualified renter who's going to pay you month in, month out, on time. After that, you're gonna refinance it. You're gonna get back any little bit of money you put into it and you're gonna put that in your pocket. And then you're going to repeat. And if you do this correctly, you're going to get every single bit of money that you've invested back into your pocket, maybe even a couple $1,000s or a little bit more. But what if it backfires on you? What happens if it backfires on you? I will tell you guys, I've been doing the Burr strategy off and on for so many years. And to be quite frank with you, it's only worked about 40% of the time. Oh snap. So I'm telling you guys that the Burr strategy has only worked 40% of the time. Well, how is that possible? Well, when you're going to buy a property that would be a good rental, you're trying to get it as low as possible. If you can get it at 40, 50 cents on a dollar and you have a good budget and you get into a rate term refinance up to 80%, you should get all of your money back. Or if you buy it with cash or you put some money into it and you're doing a cash out refinance, the lender will give you up to 75%. But here's the thing. Here's what I want you to understand. Your lender is only as good as your appraiser that they bring to the table to come in and appraise the value of the home for you. And unfortunately, oftentimes, through the process of the Burr strategy, not only are you having appraisers involved, fortunately and unfortunately, you're having contractors involved who may or may not go over budget. So there's a couple of things that you need to be ready for. And a lot of people are teaching, a lot of gurus are teaching you that you can successfully Burr a property over and over and over again by utilizing all of your own capital and or somebody else's capital. And then when you go through the process, you're going to get it all back, pay them off, get your little bit of money back you put in the deal, and you're going to be able to do this over and over again. But what happens when your contractor goes over budget? What happens when the appraiser disagrees that the value that you and your realtor or yourself came up with and it comes in for $10,000 less? This, you see where I'm going with this? How is it possible that over so many rentals, I've only had 40% success with the Burr strategy? It's because of contracts. Or contractors going in and remodeling a property and something unforeseen comes to the table. And or we're having to go all in and getting this thing tenant proof. And next thing you know, I'm $5,000-$7,000 over budget because we just didn't prepare for the right way. Here's the thing. When you're remodeling houses, you're not always going to see everything up front. And I think it's extremely wise to have a margin or a buffer zone, in a little side kitty account. Come on, with all kinds of words here. But, you know, and then on top of that, I think you need to really have your comps supported and laid out and ready to submit to the appraiser. So look, here's the thing. You're oftentimes going over budget, and that can be honed down on as you get better with understanding construction and numbers and you finally identify a good contractor, and we're not going to go into the construction world right now, but then let's talk about appraisals. Appraisers are a professional who gives you a professional opinion of value, but their appraisal may not be the same as your comparable analysis. Their appraisal may not be the same value as somebody else's appraisal. You hire three appraisers to do the same property. Many, many times, actually, I would say 99% of the time, they're going to come up with three different values. You're going to have, let's just say you came up with a value of $175,000, but then you go get it appraised. It came in at $168,000. You just lost $7,000 based on the numbers that you went into this BRRRR strategy right off from the get-go. But then let's just say you were magically wondering what it would appraise. So you know, the bank did that one, and you're like, I'm just going to go buy an independent appraisal myself. And then next thing you know, you spend $350 and somebody comes in and gives you $178,000 appraisal. You're feeling good, right? Wrong. No, the values that are going to be based on your loan for the refinance is based on the appraisal that the lender hired. And unless it comes in significantly low, they're going to go by that appraisal. So you're screwed. So here's the thing. Here's what I want to tell you guys. If you're going into long-term rentals or short-term rentals and you're thinking you're going to do the BRRRR strategy, you need to have a good construction team identified to make sure that you're going to stay on track. And you need to make sure that you understand a couple more things. Appraisers may or may not give you the same value that you hope. And then cash out refinances only go up to 75% of value. Rate term refinances only go up to 80% of value. So you need to make sure that your numbers click when you're going into this. And I really want you to understand that this can hurt you if you're leaving $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on the table that you weren't expecting, that you were expecting to get back. And if you don't really have a lot of capital in your account, and that can hurt. That can be significant. That can be a significant hurt on your finances. And then let's just say this happens 10 times in a row. You do the BRRRR strategy over and over and over again. Next thing you know, you're going to find yourself $100,000, $200,000 left on the table that you should have had in your account. So you got to be really careful going into the BRRRR strategy. Look, the gurus make it sound simple, but the honest to God truth is I wouldn't do this until you have capital stacked. I'll be honest with you. I mean, unless you're okay with the possibility of losing money, losing skin in the game, you're not gonna lose the money, obviously, but having skin in the game, I wouldn't try that immediately, going hardcore 20 homes in the first 2 years of your business like I did way back then. It couldn't backfire on you. It can backfire on you. But you know, if you don't have capital, flipping, wholesaling, do a couple of long-term rentals on the side. Get adjusted to the business and understanding how it flows, and then make those choices. Then go wall in and create that passive portfolio income that's mailbox money every single month on the first of the month in your accounts. As always, as I always end these news shows, if you really liked this episode and you felt that it was honest and true, I'm telling you the truth in my opinions, go ahead and screenshot this on Instagram. Tag me in it at Brandon G. Thompson. Tell everybody that this is a must listen episode. And then as always, if you're not a part of my REI Society Connections group, go ahead and look at the show notes below and hop on in. Really excited to have you join. I do free trainings on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I go through the four pillars of real estate, long-term rentals and short-term rentals and flipping and wholesaling. Every once in a while, I'll even bring a new guest to come in and teach as well, usually one of my students, and they'll talk about all kinds of cool stuff. All right, guys, see you in the next episode.